This is the Sunday Class Dance 20, first broadcast on Radio GH on the 11th of July 2021. Hello! No special theme this week, but some jolly dances and a wide range of musicians. Our first is from that King of Dance books, RSCDS Book 49, with the CD by Jim Lindsay and his band. Flora's Fancy is an 8x32 bar jig, based on ideas by the youngest dancer in Tuxen Branch and Seven Pipes Scottish Society class, Katie Oftedal, who chose the title. The dance has a pleasing symmetry to it, so that, very briefly, it is one set, move, right hand across, tandem reel across at the top, then one set, move, left hand across, tandem reel across with the threes. The recording begins with Nathaniel Giles' Lady Charlotte Bruce's favourite. was Jim Lindsay's band playing for Flora's Fancy. And I came across an interesting note about the third tune in that set, the Athlone Jig. In the past, this tune had been attributed to Angus Fitchett. But after some research, Chris Dewhurst says, I am pretty confident that the tune is not by Angus Fitchett, since it is not included in any of the three volumes of his music published by the NAAFC. According to the foreword in Volume 3, written by Nicol McLaren, this is a complete anthology of Angus's compositions. Of course, it is always possible that a lesser-known tune might have been missed. This seems unlikely for the Athlone Jig, which has been recorded by many well-known bands. I have not yet come across the Athlone Jig in a publication, but the same tune, in a longer form, with some small melodic differences, was published in the Francis Roche Collection of Traditional Irish Music, Volume 3, 1927, under the name The Bridge of Athlone. So whilst the tune and the name have been shortened, it would be reasonable to assume the Athlone Jig is traditional. First Strathspey today is the three-couple MacDonald of the Isles by Derek Haynes, first published in the Scottish Dance Archives in 1966 and then in Derek's own second Carnforth collection in 1991. John MacDonald, John of Islay, claimed the title Lord of the Isles around 1336. The title remained in the MacDonald family until 1493, when the then John MacDonald was found guilty of treason for plotting with Edward IV of England and the Earl of Douglas. The title of Lord of the Isles was forfeited to the House of Stuart, and is now a subsidiary title of the heir to the UK throne, currently therefore held by Prince Charles. The first 16-bar half of the dance are diagonal reels of four, in which second couple are the dancing couple. There is then an 8-bar snowball chain involving all three couples, followed by a half rights and lefts and half figures of eight to effect the progression to 2-3-1. It was interesting looking for a track to play for this, as there were several older recordings from LP days, and then more modern ones on CDs were less mainstream, other than Colin Dewar and Deirdre Adamson. But then in 2019 it was adopted by the RSCDS in 30 Popular Dances Volume 2. So this is the most modern version by James Coutts and his band. Thank you. James Coutts from the RSCDS 30 Popular Dances Volume 2 CD. From the Lord of the Isles to the Earl of Mansfield, we are mixing in exalted company. Scottish lawyer and judge William Murray, third son of the fourth Viscount of Stormont, was created first Earl of Mansfield under two separate titles in 1776 and 1792. Don't ask me how that works, but it would seem that the holder is both 7th and 8th, say, Earl of Mansfield at the same time, even though his father was 6th and 7th. William David Mungo James Murray, who this dance was inscribed for, was the honorary president of the RSCDS for almost 30 years. Born in 1930, as Viscount Stormont, he read law at Oxford, served in the Scots Guards for his national service, became a barrister in 1958, and in 1971 succeeded his father as Earl of Mansfield. Also known as Lord Scone and Lord Balvaird, and holding titles of Earl of Dunbar, Viscount of Drumcairn, and Lord Haldykes, the family seat is Scone Palace in Perthshire. He held several high-ranking offices in Perthshire, and was also an MP under Margaret Thatcher. He died in 2015. John Drury devised this dance, 4x48 bar reel, in 1980, for publication by the RSCDS in a leaflet, and the recommended music is the Earl of Mansfield's March by John McEwan. The original RSCDS LP was recorded by Andrew Rankin, but we will hear David Hall's version from the 1998 CD Sound of Fiolan. Thank you. Paul and his band playing for the Earl of Mansfield on the CD Sound of Fiolin. Fiolin is on the west coast of Jura, whence there is a ferry to Port Askeig on Islay. Our next dance was a Created by the Publications Committee production for the RSCDS Golden Jubilee in 1973. The other two dances which they published were Miss Milligan's Strathspey and a reel, Mrs. Stewart of Fashnacloich, which was based on a Strathspey submitted by John Drury called Isabel. That's Mrs. Stewart's Christian name. John Drury disowned the reel, and when he published the Strathspey himself, he said, "My feeling for a long time has been that Mrs. Stewart was never the same woman again after she was interfered with by the committee." The Jubilee Jig is a very straightforward and therefore suitable for any Jubilee occasion. The recording I have chosen is from More Memories of Scottish Weekend 2002, and the tunes are the recommended Miss Gordon of Liverpool by William Marshall, Tarry a While, and Mrs. Oswald of Orkin Croove's Favourite Reel by Robert McIntosh. That was the Scottish Weekend Ensemble from 2002 with a set for the Jubilee Jig. Now this next dance is a fun strathspey, even more so if you think like I do about the name of it. Lady Peake's strathspey is a John Drury dance, published as a leaflet and originating from a teaching visit to Canada. The central movement is four half-diagonal reels of three, with the dancing couple in promenade hold and a neat twizzle each time to get into the next reel. As a reader of romantic historical novels, I pictured the storyline of the snooty Lady Peake, who does not wish to consort with the gentleman, so turned her back and approached the lady instead. Imagine my disappointment when I read John Drury's notes. Lady Peake is a mountain on the east side of the Fraser River in British Columbia. It is slightly higher than Mount Cheam, but when viewed from the Fraser Valley, it is partially hidden by Mount Cheam. According to Fraser River Indian culture, Lady Peake looks like the head of a dog. The dog is the companion of the old woman Cheam. Colin Dewar has made the only recording on his Special Requests 5 CD. Colin Dewar with our 8-time Strass Bay Lady Pete. We've had a jubilee and now it is time for an anniversary, and I would dedicate this to anyone listening with an anniversary pending. Anniversary Reel was devised in 1987 by Sheila Muir and published by the RSCDS in Book 36, Frey Eyre the Airts. The original LP was by Alistair Hunter and the Lorne Scottish Dance Band, but in 2002, Ian MacPhail re-recorded the CD. Ian MacPhail playing for Anniversary Reel. Other modern recordings are by Deirdre Adamson and George Meikle and the Lothian Band, who also recorded for our next dance. Orkinellan Jig was devised by Alice McLean. She also devised Scott Meikle, who, with George Meikle, was part of the JAG holidays in Europe in January each year. This recording is from Highlander Music Volume 10. George also composed the name tune and then plays three traditional ones, the Banks of the Allan, Academy Jig and the Lads of Dunce. George Meikle and the Lothian Band with Orkinell and Jig. Back to our celebrating again. Maybe this time a birthday. John Gass on Monday the 12th, or just a chance to socialise with friends again after so long. A Gin and Tonic is a 32-bar medley in a three-couple longwise set, three times in Strathbay time, and then, having learnt it, three times in real time. The dance is by Gordon Scott, and published in Three Hands Across by the Barks, Hants, Surrey Border Branch in 2011, with Ian Muir and the Cregeliki Band recording the CD. The dance starts with an Espanol, one's finishing facing first corners, then corner partner, corner partner, reels of three on opposite sides beginning left shoulder to first corners, then one's turn by the right, cast off, and dance a half figure of eight up through the threes to finish in the order 2-3-1. A nice dance and a lovely drink. Cheers.
Thank you.
That was the Kragelicky Band with a gin and tonic. Now a five-couple jig, one of the earlier five-couple dances, I suspect. Airy Benan by Hugh Foss was devised in 1966 and published in the Glendarroch Scottish Dance Sheets. The dance takes its name from a small hill southwest of Dalry, where Hugh Foss lived. It is a simple enough dance, useful maybe for teaching the concept of a five-couple dance, with ones and threes as dancing couples, and a 2-4-1-5-3 progression. There are 12 recordings, ranging from LPs in the mid-70s, with Ian MacPhail and Robert Whitehead starting out, through to the American The Music Makers CD of 2007. But I have chosen Nicol McLaren and the Glenn Craig Band from 2001, and the Clash Madden Volume 1 CD. That was Nicol McLaren, and the tunes for Airy Benan were The Cock of the North, Jackson's Jig, Joe Foster's Jig, Jig for Jed, and Baker's Wood. For our last dance today, I am going back to my youth, to the then fairly newly devised Peat Fire Flame by John Drury. Now, we didn't have mini-crib or YouTube videos to do our homework from before a dance, but if you were lucky, someone had typed out the equivalent of mini-crib and Gisetna'd the programme, which was handed out when you got there, and these were then carefully kept to build up your library at home. The other source was the Wee Green Book, but of course newer dancers were not included in this. The shorthand notation for the central 24 bars in Peat Fire Flame was T for turn, R for reel, and S for set. TRS, or trousers. As is often the case for a dance like this from my personal archive, the recording I remember remains the best. So, for Dorothy Lawson, Brenda Tellefson, Jan McNabb and Sarah Horn, Enjoy Andrew Rankin and his band from the 1971 LP Scottish Country Dance Favourites Volume 1 with the name tune Alistair of the Dun, Pullin Bracken and Health and Joy Be With You. What an appropriate message for today. hope you have enjoyed the programme today with its mixture of dances, bands, some rousing tunes, and a chance to celebrate. And don't forget that last tune from Andrew Rankin, Health and Joy Be With You. It remains for me to say my usual thank yous to Ewan, Derek, and those behind the scenes at Radio GH. Tune in again throughout the week to listen again to this show, or some of the other great shows which are on, covering not only Scottish dance music, but a touch of Irish, continental capers, folk and country, live ceilidh shows, and journeys back into the vinyl archives. And the play-out track today is a bit of a mystery to me, as I have no idea who gave it to me, or anything about the CD or musicians. Answers on a postcard, please, or more easily, to amanda@radiogh.co.uk. The CD seems to be called Arden American Music, and I think that all the tunes are by Ian Peterson. Certainly the one we are going to hear is the Patchwork Polka. Whether he is playing or it is a tribute CD to him, I don't know. I hope you like it. See you next week.